What did the Buddha teach about loving your enemies? Central to this teaching is a meditation technique known as metta or loving kindness. In Buddhist philosophy, loving kindness is the first of the four divine abodes known as Brahmavihara, loving kindness, compassion, altruistic joy, and equanimity. They serve as an antidote to ill will, harmfulness, discontent, and partiality. This is particularly important for Buddhist monks in situations where they have to deal with difficult people. Topic central to the Buddhist simile of the saw. In the Buddha's words by Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi has a version of this simile that starts with advice on dealing with harsh speech, but then takes a drastic, shocking turn. Monks, there are these five courses of speech that others may use when they address you. Their speech may be timely or untimely, true or untrue, gentle or harsh, connected with good or with harm, spoken with a mind of loving kindness or in a mood of hate. Herein, monks, you should train thus, our minds will remain unaffected, and we shall utter no bitter words, we shall abide compassionate for their welfare, with a mind of loving kindness, never in a mood of hate. We shall abide pervading that person with a mind imbued with loving kindness, and starting with that person, we shall abide pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. That is how you should train, monks. Then the simile takes a drastic turn, showing us what the Buddha taught about loving your enemies. Monks, even if bandits were to sever you savagely limb by limb with a two-handled saw, he who gave rise to a mind of hate toward them would not be carrying out my teaching. Herein, monks, you should train thus, our minds will remain unaffected, and we shall utter no bitter words, we shall abide compassionate for their welfare, with a mind of loving kindness, never in a mood of hate. We shall abide pervading them with a mind imbued with loving kindness, and starting with them, we shall abide pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. That is how you should train, monks. The Buddha concludes by putting the two examples together. Monks, if you keep this advice on the simile of the saw constantly in mind, do you see any course of speech, trivial or gross, that you could not endure? No, venerable sir. Therefore, monks, you should keep this advice on the simile of the saw constantly in mind. That will lead to your welfare and happiness for a long time. Complement with our article on how to practice loving kindness meditation.